Joining me now to explain a bit more, hopefully, Peter Wakefield from the campaign group Rail Future. You keep your eye on these things, Peter. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Have you got any idea when we might get an announcement? Are you better placed to tell us than the Navy?
I'm guessing, I suppose, a bit like you, but it's got to be done soon. The Minister, Secretary of State, said it'll be before Parliament recesses, which is on the 21st of June. July. I beg your pardon. Yeah.
So that means it's got to be in the next fortnight then, in that case.
Yes, yes. As soon as possible, really, though, because it's, we were told originally it was going to be between mid-May and mid-June. Yeah. So we really are running late now. Of course, that announcement was deferred because the referendum was then announced. And, of course, everything goes down into purdah. And so we expected the announcement shortly after the referendum result, which was obviously a couple of weeks ago, a week or so back now.
Yeah. So a delay because of the referendum is one thing. I suppose it's understandable, really, because there's a lot of other things going on. But
rules and regulations to do with political announcements.
But the fact that it's still delayed, is there anything else behind this? I mean, the impact of the Leave vote.
I think it is. I think it's the result is what's causing the delay now. The bids are all made on the basis of a premium that they will have to pay eventually back to the government, and these premiums are based on the fact that there's going to be growth, and of course the referendum result now has probably changed that. In the minds of many financiers, so they've had to go back to the drawing board, I would imagine, and that won't involve just the bid team that's been chosen, and they will have been chosen, but the other two bid teams will have to be involved as well, because when the bid is announced, there will be a cooling off period when the other two bid teams who are not successful have a time to sort of complain if necessary, and that's been done in the past, of course, so the government's very wary of getting things wrong.
So how tight will it be for the new franchise to start running in October as is currently planned? I suppose they could always put it back by a month or two, couldn't they?
Well, the changeover date is October the 16th, and before then, of course, it's a very busy period where they've got to go through all the change between the two different companies, should there be a change. And the problem is, of course, in the meantime, we want the announcement of all the... We understand that there's going to be a lot of extra rolling stock. We've been told there will be 1,000 new carriages for our network. That's about 250, 300 more, so that's good news than we have currently. In about 2 years' time, most of the rolling stock that we have now goes off lease back to the leasing companies. And so, you know, we've got to get stuck into building this rolling stock. So every week that goes by, and the bid team will have, all the bid teams will have lined up a builder for the new coaches. They'll all be building new coaches in some quantity or other. They need to get cracking with these. I mean, there's a big building program going on, and we'll be tagged on to the end of whatever going on, and we want this rolling stock as soon as possible. So 2 years is the deadline, sort of thing.
Yeah. So the information you've got then, that there is new rolling stock that's going to be ordered, is that, are all three bidders saying the same thing then, from your information, that there will be new rolling stock? So whoever wins, if you like, there's going to be some good news.
Yes.
Yeah.
In answer to that, all three. We assume, we obviously don't know exactly how many, but we've been told from a fairly authoritative a very authoritative source, that there will be round about 1,000 new coaches, which will displace the entire fleet. By the sound of it,
Well, that's promising. But what about what are your hopes then? That whoever takes this over, whether Abellio, Greater Anglia, keep this or whatever, things like Norwich in 90 and Ipswich in 60 and all of that, that all of that is going to come to pass, or is this just wise words heading into a bidding process?
The franchise successful franchise bidder will have tied all these things up. It'll be the scope, the objectives of the franchise was to help the economy of East Anglia thrive, and it tells us from the DfT that we'll have good quality rail services with service levels that reflect specific requirements of the market served and so on. So we assume from all that we will get gradually work towards Norwich and 90, we'll work towards better train services between Ipswich, say, and Cambridge, and faster services and so on. Yes, the bid, which will be complete and ready to go, but now, of course, it's been put back by the referendum result, will have everything, we hope, already secure within it.
All right. Well, we'll keep your number on speed dial, Peter. I think that's probably the best thing, just in case we need you in a hurry.
Thanks very much
for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much. Bye.
That's Peter Wakefield from the campaign group Rail Future.